Welcome back to another special edition of the Across the World podcast. Doing a little NLL free agency update here. I'm sitting here watching the Founders Cup, JVI Sports Network, Junior B, Across Championships all week long. Ends on Sunday. Still catch some games. If you have not watched any, missing out on some great Junior B lacrosse being played up in Canada. So, with that said, let's get into some of the free agency moves that have been made this week. So, not that much. So, going back to Saturday, you know, Philadelphia signed Von Harris, which, you know, I think is a great signing for Philadelphia. Philadelphia, San Diego, obviously the two big ones that have been signing a lot of guys being expansion franchises. So, you know, Von Harris, good guy, good pickup there. He played his rookie year in Calgary. He was traded from Calgary to Buffalo. He played 14 games last year for Buffalo. I got 32 points. Should be a pretty good contributor there for Philadelphia in the inaugural season. Now, that was on Saturday. On Monday, starting off the week hot. Got a kind of a three-way trade, kind of not. In the way that you talk about it. That we normally talk about three-way trades, it's not really, but it technically is. So, let's just get into it. So, a three-way trade between Toronto, Calgary, and New England. So, New England traded Johnny Paulus to Calgary for a second and fourth round 2019 draft pick. Calgary then traded Johnny Paulus to Toronto for Dan Taylor. So it's kind of a three-way trade, kind of not. That's why I said it's kind of. So Johnny Paulus will be in Toronto this season, which kind of helps. I mean, he is an Ontario guy, playing MSL over there. He played for Oakville this year? He played for Oakville. He's playing for Oakville this year. Toronto guy playing with Oakville this year. You know, Iroquois guy as well. So, good trade there for Toronto. I think he should really fit in with that Toronto team. Now, Vancouver fans are going to like this. Chris O'Doherty is back with Vancouver for another year. He has re-signed. Star defenseman in Vancouver. You know, one of the most underrated defensemen in the league. He has been fantastic for Vancouver. He's been there since 2010, which is his entire career. So he's been in Vancouver for a while. He'll be there as they switch ownership and venues. So looks like he is in Vancouver for the long haul. It's going to be great to see Chris O'Doherty back with Vancouver in 2019. On Tuesday, Vancouver would make headlines again as they re-signed Seth Oakes to a one-year deal. Oakes was acquired by Vancouver last year. He played 2016 and 2017 in New England, who drafted him. He only played seven games in 2018 in New England with the Black Wolves. Got traded to Vancouver. He only played three games in Vancouver last year. you know, up and down from practice squad to active roster to inactive. So Seth Oaks, I think, will really get another shot here to play in Vancouver. I think he had a big impact there in 2019. You know, still trying to get Vancouver has been very, very heavy on either getting guys that have been there or getting some local guys or guys that want to play in Vancouver, which is very important. You know, seeing the new coaching staff that they have there, big new Westminster Salmon Bellies connection there with that coaching staff. So seeing a lot of the Salmon Bellies coming over. A lot of WLA guys coming over playing in the NLL this year, specifically with Vancouver and with their coaching connections, especially with the Salmon Bellies. So Seth Oaks, forward, re-signing with Vancouver. Chris O'Doherty, staying in Vancouver, re-signing with them. And Vaughn Harris signing with Philadelphia Palace, traded to Toronto. Dan Taylor traded to Calgary. Only free agency news we've had this week, but had some coaching news, so I'm just going to go over that real quick. Klusky and Rubble have been hired as assistant coaches in Philadelphia. So Wings announced their first two assistant coaches in the inaugural 2019 season. Tracy Klusky will be the offensive coordinator, NLL Hall of Famer, played at Hartford in Division I, number one draft pick in 2000. Played most of his career with Calgary, but he was drafted by the Columbus Land Sharks, now defunct. Played in the NLL until 2014. Played MSL with the Peterborough Lakers. You know, also played with the Montreal Express, now defunct, and the Buffalo Bandits. His most recent coaching gig has been with the Finnish national box team. They've done wonders with that program over in Finland, as box is booming in Europe, specifically Northern Europe. Looking very, very good there. Very good future in Finland for box lacrosse. Ian Rubble, again, apologies if I mispronounced anybody's name on here. Ian Rubble played in the NLL from 2001-2011. Drafted by the Columbus Land Sharks, again, defunct. He played with Toronto and Minnesota before they moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and the Rochester Nighthawks, where he would finish his career. Played Junior A with St. Catharines in Ontario, the OJALL. Would later become an assistant coach for St. Catharines. He's been coaching there. Also has coached with Daredevils Lacrosse as a performance coach, and I believe a on-the-floor coach as well. So, haven't had that much news in terms of free agency. So, let's go over here. Some guys that are still have not signed or re-signed guys. It's been, and there's a good article on Inside Lacrosse talking about how it's been a slow year. But it's not over, and not to forget that. So, looking at the NLL free agency list, some guys that are still out there. So we got Dane Doby, Kevin Buchanan. Did he resign? He might have resigned. No, he didn't. All right. Kevin Buchanan. Patrick. Brody Mill. Patrick. Curtis Dixon. Kind of. Zach Haywise as well as Aaron Bold. You know, some of the guys always stick names that stick out at you. Unrestricted free agents. You know, I mean, I would be surprised if Curtis Dixon did not re-sign with Calgary. I really would. He's been successful there. Brody Mill, did he sign somewhere? I feel like he might have. Feel like he might. Let's look that up real quick. Might be wrong on that one on my list here. But no, just well, a lot of guys. Thing with this, a lot of guys still out there. A lot of good guys to go get. You know, Zach Haywire is a good guy you can get. Another one, and this is kind of, this is big one. I didn't mention this before, but this might be bigger than Curtis Dixon, in terms of impact on a team. Matt Vince is still on a restricted free agent, has not re-signed with Rochester. You have to wonder if he's going to leave Rochester. And, you know, Rochester, they're a young, talented team, especially on the offensive end of the Flyer, and you know, transition as well. They have some good defensive players too, but you know, you don't have a goalie in there that can get it done night in and night out. I mean, I don't know if that's gonna work for you know, that's gonna work for Rochester. And you know, Rochester did sign a goalie, but I mean, I don't think he's decent. I don't, you know, nothing against the kid, but I don't think that they're necessarily gonna, you know, use him like specifically. I mean, really, what guy they signed is really just insurance. Charles Claxton of Nanaimo Timberman in the WLA. You know, he's a guy that can step in if they do lose Matt Vince. I don't think they will lose him, but if they do, that's some good insurance there that you got. Definitely not as good as the main thing, but still to see what is going on. You know, also coming to Brad Self, still on free agent as well. So big names out there. Obviously, Curtis Dixon, biggest one, and then Matt Vince. Be interesting to see what the rest of NLL free agency brings. How many more guys, Philly and San Diego can grab? I'm sure they have a long shopping list of guys they want on their team. Some good guys that, you know, they could get. And obviously, the question is, and still is the question, and I don't know this. I don't think anybody knows this. Is Austin Stotts going to declare for the NLL draft? I'm pretty sure that might be, because the league doesn't like really post who's declared and who hasn't. So I'm not sure. I don't know. It's just, you know, if he does, he will be the number one pick in the draft. No doubt about that. He will be the number one pick in the draft if he declares. And if he does and we hear about it and it's out there, I think that'll change how many, you know, I think that'll change free agency a little bit. You still want to get those veterans in there, but you want to have room for starts where you don't oversign guys and have to cut somebody. So, I don't know. I did see this. Aaron Bold is rumored to be supposedly is going to sign with Vancouver. So that would be a good get there. That might be the best get. Besides the guys that already have to be signed, that'd be one of the best gets maybe of the off season. And also Matt Vince is rumored to maybe New England is making a pitch. Still out there as well, as I mentioned. I think he'll go back to Rochester because of the success they've had there, but everything is still up in the air at this point. As we are 16 days in NLL free agency, not a lot has happened, but there is sure more to come.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.